Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day, a fun day.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? For my closing remarks, I'm going to play back something that I did, and I got a few comments on it, so I thought it was worth playing again. It's just talking about the importance of the election and something that I had seen and made note of. So here it is. Closing remarks. In closing today, I want to play something. You know, this election right here, this runoff election in Georgia, is critical for us. And I just don't know how else to explain what's going on than to just let you hear it for yourself. I was listening to Herschel Walker at a speech he was giving at a rally in Georgia. I'm going to play it verbatim. And then I'm going to share with you something that a guy that I know said about it. And I'm going to give it to you verbatim what he said because I thought it was really profound. Here's Herschel Walker giving the speech. This is the exact speech he gave. We're not editing or anything, so go. Here we go.
I can promise you Iran, Russia, and they're not talking about trying to charge a tank out in the desert. They're talking about war. And let me tell you this even. If we was ready for the green agenda, I'd raise my hand right now, but we're not ready right now. So don't let them fool you like this is a new agenda. This is not a new agenda. We're not prepared. We're not ready right now. What we need to do is keep having those gas-guzzling cars because we got the good emission under those cars. We're doing the best thing that we can, but we need help. We need help, and those other people not helping us. China not helping us. India not helping us, but yet we're going to do it all because they're spending your money.
God. You know, man.
What is he talking about?
Nothing.
It's so obvious that this guy just something's wrong. And Sean King, who I've had not a lot of conversations with, but a couple, I just love the guy. He wrote something and I wanted to read it to you because I thought it was just the best way to explain it. He said, number one, this man clearly has CTE. It's actually sad. All football players from his generation have it. And he played in a brutal, bruising era. His entire personal life is evidence of CTE, from his violence at home on down. He doesn't need to be in leadership anywhere. He needs help. Number two, Herschel Walker is embarrassing. He's humiliating himself every time he opens up his mouth. It's a deep insult that he's even made it this far. The brother isn't just country. I grew up in the country. The man is dumb as a rock. And when you force him to speak on issues, he can't hide it or fake it. My 10-year-old son can speak on these issues with more intelligence and class, and she is in elementary school. Three, it's actually shameful that the Republican Party and their voters are trying to pass this black man off on everybody as a credible candidate. And the irony is that Herschel is everything that white folks have said they hate about black men. But ultimately, they know they can control him. So they are holding their nose over how horrible of a human being he is. Number four, we must all support Raphael Warnock to ensure that Herschel Walker is never in office claiming to represent us. We have just about 3 weeks to make sure this happens. That's really so well said. And you all, listen, I'm telling you, man, we're up against something here that, like I said the other day, the audacity of this party to pull this move and to try to shove it down the state of Georgia's throat, like this is a real viable candidate, everybody should be offended. Black people, we're offended because, number one, how dare you select a person and talking about he's representative of us, that he's for us, when he's never been for us. We've never heard from Herschel Walker a day in his life before he started running from Senate. What has Herschel Walker ever done? What philanthropic efforts have you seen Herschel Walker come and do in our community, anything like that? So stop telling us he's for us. Herschel Walker been just for Herschel Walker. Ain't no problem with that, but that's just not who he is, period. But you're putting him off on us like we're ignorant, and we're not. And it's offensive to me that you would think that we are such a small-minded people that we've actually vote for people just because they black. That's where you're wrong, man. We got better sense than that. We know the difference between right and wrong. We know the difference between quality and non-quality. We know what education sounds like versus lack of education. We know who speaks well. We know what he sounds like. We know what it looks like. But better than that, y'all, I got news for you. We know what it feels like. And he don't feel right. But here's the other part. If I was a Republican, I would be offended at the Republican National Committee for putting him in the forefront to represent the party. You should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all trying to tell me y'all couldn't have came up with nobody better. Y'all couldn't have came up with Larry Elder. Y'all couldn't have came up with Tim Scott. Y'all couldn't have came up. Y'all could have dug somebody else up. Y'all could have went and got at least got an articulate African-American. I've never heard a person, a candidate, be more insulting than Herschel Walker is right now. Look, we are going to the polls in Georgia. This will not happen, not on our watch. And if you think you're going to fool us again with the 1,100 absentee ballots that you all did not send out, which would have swayed the election and put Raphael Warnock over the 50%, you think you're tricky, but I got news for you. We're going to come vote. We're going to come vote. We're going to show up. He's not going to get in. Those are my closing remarks today, man. This is sad. We're going to the polls. Raphael Warnock is sad. But we damn sure.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.